Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the American Psychological Association has offered a 10-step guide to limiting youngster screen time to help promote safe and healthy use of social media. Now, this helps a lot of parents who don't know what the hell to do with Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. In fact, more than 40 school districts across America are suing Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok for creating a youth mental health crisis. Even though Montana lawmakers passed a bill to ban TikTok from operating in their state, TikTok, obviously we have concerns of ties to China, but sadly, with these other social media, it's just one of many. And so parents don't know where to go, what to do. It's all over. Child might not use this stuff at home. They might not have a smartphone because they're too young, but they go to school and they use it. The APA's recommendations include encouraging social media use, which forms connections, limiting screen time to stop it interfering with sleep and exercise, and monitoring what kids are doing online. All right, well, thank you. We know that, you know, but we need a little bit of help here. I mean, I'll tell my kids, don't be buying things online. Don't be, listening to suggestions from chat bots, and you can only do so much. They think we parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles are old. They think we're so out of touch. APA President Thelma Bryant said social media is neither inherently harmful nor beneficial to our youth. But because young people mature at different rates, some are more vulnerable than others to the content and features on many social media platforms that science has demonstrated can influence healthy development. Just as we require young people to be trained in order to get a driver's license, our youth need instruction in the safe and healthy use of social media. I agree with that. I agree with Dr. Bryant on that. And it's a very interesting statement. Social media is not supposed to be bad. Social media is pretty cool. It has offered a lot of ways for people to learn, for people to connect. But depending on your maturity, it can be deadly. And I do think people need training. Now, if you train these kids at school, they're not going to listen. If the parents train them, they're not going to listen. So how do you get through to kids? You know, if somebody says, you are so pretty, you know, I would love another picture of you. You know, they start a relationship online. Please send me another picture of you. Now your young 14-year-old daughter is sending pictures to an absolute stranger. She thinks it's a boy that goes to the school across the city because they send a picture of a young teenage boy. But it could be a 70-year-old. Who knows? There has to be ways where kids learn the red flags, and they have to be smarter. And I agree with that. I think our kids are already undertrained for a lot of things. Our kids don't know how to farm. They don't know how to hunt. Our kids don't know how to fish. They don't know how to protect themselves. They don't know first aid. They don't know a second language. Yet they go on social media. They know how to text and type. Are we teaching them? You know, these kids could be a lot smarter. They are smarter than we give them credit for, but we need to train them. So they say the recommendations are vague, They include minimizing adolescents' exposure to hate, restricting their consumption of appearance-related content. They say parents should review, discuss, and coach children on their social media use and make sure they get 8 hours of sleep. They also suggest routinely screening adolescents for problematic social media use, including lying to get access, cravings to social media, loss of or disturbance to significant relationships because of social media use. And they say reducing teens' exposure to illegal or psychologically harmful behavior is also advised, such as self-harm, purging, or excessive exercise. So some individuals might see things online and want to mimic it. What was that stupid challenge? Somebody lights themselves on fire while their friend videotapes it, and then they jump into a shower and washes it off, and everybody laughs. There's some real stupid challenges. The Benadryl challenge. One child killed themselves because they saw the Benadryl challenge, where if you overdose on it, you get this hallucinogenic high. That's dangerous. Research has shown 90% of U.S. teens aged 13 to 17 abuse social media. Three quarters said they have at least one active social media profile, and more than half said they visit a social media site every day. Two-thirds of teens have their own mobile phone, and the number of teenage girls saying they feel sad or hopeless persistently has rocketed from 36 to 57% within a decade from 2011 to 2021. And the proportion saying they were seriously considering attempting suicide has also risen to 30% compared to 19% a decade beforehand. So experts think that might be FOMO, the fear of missing out, addiction, comparing themselves to others. Apparently YouTube is still the biggest. And it's interesting, YouTube, you know, the videos, I watch a lot on YouTube. You know, my son will be like, oh, this is funny, you got to see this YouTube. Or did you see the South Park clip? Or did you see what Jon Stewart said about this? And you go to YouTube. But YouTube is still considered social media. YouTube is number one. Instagram and Snapchat are high. Facebook is not as popular with the younger kids as it is older. Nothing screams, you know, middle age than, you know, you use a Facebook as opposed to Snapchat or some of these other ones. Twitter, not really big with a lot of the younger kids, and I get it. Twitter is very cluttered to me. But monitor what they're doing. You know, shield them. Look at what some of the things they're looking at. Teach them. If they don't want to learn from you, have them learn from your physician or medical provider or counselor. But somebody's got to teach them and prep them for some of the bad stuff that could be on there. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I can't stand crises. I can't stand it when we get this news and all of a sudden everybody panics going, why didn't anybody tell us? Well, we have been told for years that baby boomers are going to be in trouble. And not only are baby boomers going to be in trouble, but we Gen X's, millennials, Gen Z's, who have to support baby boomers are going to be in trouble as well if baby boomers do not have enough to support themselves in retirement. We have been talking about this since I first started radio 14 years ago. I think we've been talking about this last few decades. And here we are again having headlines. Now the headline says half of all baby boomers, millions of Americans, one of the largest populations, don't have anything for savings, for retirement. No retirement savings whatsoever. Is this country ready to support millions upon millions of Americans on top of the millions of Americans who are Gen X, Millennial, Gen Z, non-citizens. Do we have enough money to support our baby boomers? Our baby boomers have been some of the hardest working Americans we've ever had. Why don't they have retirement savings? What's been going on? So the Hill reports that more than two-fifths of baby boomers are nearing retirement with no retirement savings. And some reports are saying close to half. Apparently, experts are encouraging us to save more than a half a million dollars before retiring. How many of you have half a million dollars in your bank account? How many of you have $5,000 in your bank account? I'm surprised that number isn't even higher. This is being reported by The Hill. Many Americans thought that they would be working for these big companies who would give them a pension. The average person doesn't have a pension. The average company doesn't have retirement savings. The average person is self-employed. My father fixed appliances. He didn't work for a company that gave him a 401k or... So when he died, he had no money. Thank God I was able to kind of help bury him and his mom and anybody else in the family that had issues. But that died, of course. I waited until they died. But still, nobody in my family ever had savings. Nobody in my family ever had a pension. That's just not what... They didn't get jobs like that. And many individuals that did get jobs like that, things have changed. A lot of jobs don't offer pensions. So if we're expecting companies to pay for the retirement of their employees when the average employee only works 2 years at a corporation before leaving or getting fired, we got a big problem. So fewer than half of working age Americans have any retirement savings. This is according to census data for 2020. Savings rates rise with age, but only to a point. The baby boomers, the 55 to 64 year old younger baby boomers, 58% have retirement accounts. But many of those retirement accounts are still not enough to retire. Now that the average retiree of 65 years old can expect to live well into their 80s, we most likely, whatever people have saved is not going to be enough. Without a retirement account, what do retirees use? Well, they use Social Security. According to The Hill, the average monthly Social Security check for a retired worker is $1,800. $1,800. If the average American lives on $4,000, that's not going to cut it. An $1,800 check will barely cover rent, barely cover gas, barely cover their vehicle and or public transportation, barely cover food. $1,800 is not enough. So many people are getting a little nervous. Now, they say one rule of thumb is workers should aim to save 10 times their annual salary by age 67. So $375,000 for an individual, $708,000 for a household. Okay, that's a lot of money. I'm surprised that they say less than half. I think the average person doesn't have that money. If you want to be in comfort, they say Americans will need to save 1.1 million in their bank. Now, mind you, some of you are going, wait a second, with the banking crisis, those of us that don't have that kind of money, we were like, well, whew, okay, if the bank collapses, we're good because we don't really have that much money anyway. But if they want you to have saved up that much, and now your bank collapses, and the FDIC only insures up to a certain amount, you can be in trouble. They say the average retirement account had only $100,000 at the close of 2022. The median baby boomer household is not doing much better. $134,000 in retirement savings in 2019. That is one-third of the average retirement savings in that age group, $408,000, that I guess wealthier individuals may have. So, you know, I'm not going to go through all the numbers, if there's a lot of numbers, but Social Security is dwindling as an income source. We are not going to be able to count on Social Security, especially for us Gen X's, that's me. I don't even know if we'll even have Social Security by then. we are in trouble. Now, people will say, well, it's okay because I'll work. All right? If you are a baby boomer and you think you'll be able to work, I mean, I'm planning on. I'm not planning on quitting. I'll just keep trying to work so I can still support, quote unquote, my retirement or senior years. But many jobs are going to be replaced. If an older individual's health insurance is more expensive, if an older individual takes more time off, although it's interesting, a lot of the older individuals seem to have a lot better work ethics than some of the younger ones, but some older individuals have issues. They have medical issues. They aren't as attractive to many employers, depending on what they need. If an employer needs you to be standing all day and greeting customers, and you can't stand all day, they're probably not going to hire you, and they're probably, you know, hire a 20-some-year-old. So thinking you're going to be able to get a job is, you know, age discrimination is very prevalent, and it's very hidden. People won't say they're not going to hire you because you're older. They're going to say, oh, we're looking for someone bilingual. We're looking for somebody who knows Python or Excel or a lot of these programs. And if you don't, they're like, oh, man, if you do, please submit your resume and we'll consider you. But for this job, this is what we need. So there's ways to not hire somebody older based on putting in recommendations or job requirements that might not even be necessary that gleans out certain age groups. The tricks are out there. We all figured it out. But this is a problem. Now, what does that mean for you or I? So some people are like, well, I'm not a baby boomer, so who cares? Or I'm not a Gen X, I got some time to wait. No, you don't, because here's the thing. If the average baby boomer right now is looking towards their retirement, and they're reading that they should be having at least $500,000 in the bank, and they don't. Right now, what you're starting to see is people mass save. They're starting to look at what they're spending and go, I can't be doing that anymore. I can't be spending $18 on a hamburger at a restaurant. I can't be spending $4.50 for a Diet Coke when I go to a restaurant. I can't afford to go to a restaurant. And you're going to start to see people spend less. I've been to movies, first run movies, because my kids still like to go, and I like to kind of get out of the house, and so we'll go to a movie. This should be packed. The theater should be packed, and it's empty. Because individuals are like, why the hell would I spend $15 for a movie ticket when I could watch it at home? Or I could wait till it comes out 2-3 months later and watch it for free on TV. So the spending is going to be less. And the reason why recessions are so bad is when people don't want to spend. And if the average person is realizing that Social Security is not something they could count on, and they better save every penny and figure out ways to save money, they're not going to be putting it into the economy. And I think what we're going to see for the next decade or two is a mass saving push. And people are going to figure out ways to not spend and be able to pocket that number for a rainy day. Because rent is too expensive, mortgage rates are too high, food is too expensive, gas is too expensive, we're being pressured to buy electric cars, which are very expensive. You can't buy a used electric car, but you don't trust the battery. So if we're going to have to buy a new electric car, where are we going to get the money for that? We'll see. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. Washington is set for a busy week as Congress and the White House take on two major and divisive issues, raising the debt ceiling and addressing border security that is out of control. President Biden is set to convene with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders today in a highly anticipated meeting to address the debt limit. The House approved a budget with a slight increase in the debt ceiling. The president does not want limits on how much he can spend during these troubling financial times. Speaker McCarthy says Biden is walking down a path that could endanger America's financial health.
I'm worried about how the president's handling the debt ceiling. He's ignoring it. He's walking us in to some type of debt problem because he's just ignoring the problem. I'm worried about the next generation. We're at 120% of GDP in debt. We've only been here during World War II. That means our debt's larger than our economy with another 20%.
Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law a teacher's bill of rights on Tuesday that will give educators more power to ensure discipline in the classrooms and ban cell phones. Now, he also has taken away in this bill unions' ability to deduct dues directly from employee paychecks. DeSantis said that is going to lead to more take-home pay for teachers because they're not going to have as many deductions in their paycheck. He also announced he's going to approve more than $1 billion for teacher pay in this year's budget, which is a $252 million increase over the current record. And so Republicans are trying to improve the education standards in Florida. There's been a lot of debate. The bill that has been monikered the Don't Say Gay bill which looks at sex ed before the age of eight, before third grade, and putting sex ed into the curricula of more middle school and high school as opposed to younger, has been very, very controversial, as well as topics including the LGBTQ spectrum, heterosexuality spectrum, and other sorts of gender issues that have come up in schools. So it's not called Don't Say Gay Law. It prohibits teaching of sexual and gender identity in the classroom, originally for those that were under 8 years old, I believe, and now I think it has been expanded to all grades. DeSantis signed a series of bills at a Miami charter school, and this week is Teacher Appreciation Week. And he says, we're leading the way when it comes to teacher empowerment. Florida came in first for education as part of the annual Best States Rankings from U.S. News & World Report, displacing New Jersey and Massachusetts after coming in third last year. Now, the rankings are based on states' low tuition and debt, as well as high school and college graduation rates. But students and teachers have protested some of what he has done. And DeSantis said he wanted to expand teachers' control, giving them the ability to establish rules on cell phone use in the classroom. He said, we don't want the kids on the phone the whole time while the teachers are trying to teach. There's no way you're learning what you need to be learning if you're on social media. So he gave teachers more authority on discipline. He says they have a right to ensure discipline in the classroom, and that's not only for their safety, but also for the safety and learning experience of other students. We have one person that's constantly disrupting. It's hard for people to be able to do, but we just want to make sure teachers have the protections to be able to do that basic thing. And mind you, being the person in the classroom that was disruptive, making jokes, I many a time had a teacher put me outside in the hall or in the principal's office. It's just, I'm sorry, when there is a one-liner, when there is somebody just, pitches you something that you could just make a comeback with, it's, I just can't let it go. So what about cell phones in the classroom? How bad is that? Well, I gave a lecture to a high school pre-COVID, and I noticed maybe 80% of the kids were on their phones. And I tried to make it interesting. Usually I'm very engaging, make it funny, but when people got a text, they looked down. And then they went to the phone and they had to answer back, and then they put the phone back. And I found it distracting because you knew that they were missing part of what you said. So when I say something and then I have to build on the next sentence and build on the next sentence, you could see they were lost. So then I would have to repeat it for those who had to look down to look at their phones. It is distracting. As an educator, I found it disruptive. I taught medical school. But what was fascinating about my medical school students is they weren't always on their phone. I expected, more than high school, my medical students to be on the phones because they have kids. They have spouses. They have family members. They have other things going on, and I was blown away at how all eyes were on me. Now, there was one who was on his computer, and I saw him on his computer, and I'm like, okay, what's going on over there? And he's like, I'm doing my picks for fantasy football. I got the drafts. But, oh, okay, if you're doing your mock draft, it's fine. Okay, I'll let you, all right, just meet me after class so you can help me with my mock draft. But, for the most part, people listened. So what was the difference? Was it because I was very entertaining? No. I think I was more entertaining to the high school students. But I think what it was is the students wanted to learn. And they wanted to know that material. There was an incentive to pay attention, because Dr. Dahlia will tell you what's on the test all the time by... You could read me. You could also see that I'm with my pointer, and I'm just hovering that pointer around a certain part on that slide, and I'll just stop and just let that pointer go round and round that sentence. And then, and then you see them write down. Next slide. And I would help them, but not because I wanted them to cheat. I wanted them to understand that that's an important part. And then I would stop and go, are you guys wondering how to remember that? How would you remember Zenker's diverticulum? How would you remember chronic myelocytic leukemia? Well, this is how I remember it. All eyes on me. And I didn't even have to ask. And they would, so there has to be an incentive for people to learn. Now, what was the prior incentive? Well, the fear that you were going to get called on. In the olden days, if you weren't paying attention, that teacher would call on you to answer their question. And if I was looking down, or if I was thinking about my next joke, or if I was passing a note to the cute boy across the classroom, or I don't know, trying to cover my nose because somebody crop dusted me when they went to sharpen their pencil, I would get called on because I was looking away. Now me, I was one of those, you know, dorky students that had already studied the material. So I was like, well, all I could guess is it had something to do with the pseudostratified columnar epithelium and its permeability to oxygen. Oh, well, right answer. Very good. Thank you. People look at me like, how the hell did you know that? And I studied. I pulled that one out of my butt. But, you know, students and their cell phones, it's tricky because I don't want a student without their cell phone if there's a mass shooter. If there's an active shooter that comes on campus, I want them to be able to get their phones. Now, what you can do, rather than taking their phones and confiscating them and putting them in a basket mixed with everybody else's, what you can do is on their desk show that all cell phones are down, face down. And another thing I did is I didn't always write on the board. I would walk up and down the class. I loved walking and talking. And so I would go up and down the aisles. Now, of course, once you pass the aisle, that's when everybody would look at their phone or whatever. But still, you connect with people, especially the ones in the back of the class, because I was a back of the class sitter. And those people in the back of the class, they're my favorites. It's not like what you're doing, what you're eating. So teachers have it's a tough task ahead of them. And it's very hard to compete with cell phones and texting. And I don't know how these other kids are texting. If they're supposed to be in class, nobody should be texting, especially in the other classes. But maybe all phones face down at the front of their desk in the upper right corner so the teachers can see all the phones and can see when one is moved. There's also something where you can put a bell on each phone. So as soon as the phone moves, there's a bell. And you got to take it off vibration. I mean, there's ways we could do it where you don't have to take away the phone from the child, but it has to be down and off during class. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember there was that law student who graduated, was a lawyer, and turned around and sued the school because they couldn't get a job? And, you know, you're all dressed up and ready to party, and there's no place to go, so you make your own party. All lawyered up, ready to sue. Nobody to sue, so you turn around and sue your school. And the case the student made is it was a mill. It promised that if you spent all that money and went to that school, you would get a degree, you'd pass the bar, and then you'd be able to get a job. And the person couldn't get a job. So they decided to sue the school. I'm not exactly sure whatever happened to that lawsuit. Well, now we have something similar going on. University of Southern California social worker students have sued the school, accusing it of intentionally misleading people of color about the program and forcing them into massive student debt. They are graduates of the USC's Master of Social Work program. They accused it of misrepresenting the online program and equating it to the on-campus program. They also accused the school of targeting minorities and pushing them into massive student debt. So the Project on Predatory Student Lending filed a lawsuit on behalf of three graduates of USC's online Master of Social Work program, accusing the school of falsely advertising the online program and claiming it had the same offerings as USC's in-person program on campus, so it charged the same tuition for both programs, $100,000. The lawsuit claimed that the online program offered curriculum that was outdated and left those students with far worse career prospects than the students who attended the on-campus program, leaving these online graduates with a massive amount of student debt and job placements that were insufficient to pay off that debt. Additionally, the program was run by an online program management company called 2U, and the plaintiff said that USC did not disclose that the employees contacting them were actually 2U employees and not USC's. That arrangement turned the program into a, quote, enormous degree mill. As a direct result of USC's misrepresentations, quote, false advertising, and unfair business practices, plaintiffs and their fellow online students did not get what they applied, enrolled, and paid for. The lawsuit continues. If not for USC's false advertising and deceptive and discriminatory practices, plaintiffs would never have paid the inflated tuition for USC's completely different and decidedly unequal online MSW program. So I think this is being reported by Insider. And the lawsuit also accused USC of reverse redlining, in which it intentionally targeted towards people of color and veterans whom USC thought were better marks for conversion, that is, more likely to enroll once they were in touch with a recruiter, even if that they were getting was worth less than what they would have paid for and incurred massive debt. So Stephanie Luna is the lead plaintiff. She paid $110,000 for the online social work program, according to the lawsuit. She expressed concerns with her ability to afford the program. A 2U representative said that federal loans would cover everything. She noticed discrepancies with the online curriculum and on-campus curriculum, and after reading a 2021 Wall Street Journal article that reported the school targeting minorities, she thought she was targeted for her race and gender. Now she has $100,000 in student debt, and she said she would have never enrolled in the program. So this is interesting. This is, you know, colleges are going to have to rethink what they're doing, but I'm really mixed on what's been happening because my kids have had to pay extra for quote-unquote online curriculum they don't even want. They'd rather go to school. They'd rather be there on campus. But the school is actually charging more for online. And so you want to come to campus, but the teachers aren't there. The teachers are teaching remotely. And so we still don't have campuses where you could go in. I mean, we do, but not a lot of the campuses that don't look like campuses anymore. I've been to campus post-COVID. Tons of parking places open for staff. Not a lot of student parking places, but there never was. You don't see a lot of staff. You'll see students. Some of them will go to class. Some of them will go to the library, but much more stark. It's not loaded with kids like you used to see. You used to see tons of people there. And individuals are struggling. On top of that, if these people cannot find a job, then they're going to be upset that they spent that much money for a program. Now, many individuals want to get their master's or their doctorate online. There's a big industry for that. But will companies accept that? I think companies are starting to accept it more. And now that so many people are getting MBAs online, you don't know if it's because of COVID or it's because they couldn't get accepted into a program. I think many, many recruiters or employers are like, you know, fine, you have an MBA. I don't think it hurts you like it used to. Online schooling used to not look as good as in-person schooling. But now that, you know, the average school is teaching you online anyway, even if you are on campus, I think that sort of stigma is starting to change. So what these students are going to have to prove is that the online degree is getting people jobs sooner, or the in-person degree is getting people jobs sooner than the online. But they're also going to have to prove that the online course is not equal to the in-person. That's pretty easy. You know, if I got a bio degree online, where's my labs? When was I in the lab? You know, when you took your biology class, you had to take lab. You had to be on campus. You had to be in a lab. I'm not sure how these online courses are working. I heard that some classes are just forgoing the labs. So there's a big difference. You will have a better course in person. And so, interesting that we might start to see a push where if you're going to be having online courses, you're going to have to make them cheaper. But the online courses aren't going to be cheaper because people are asking for online so they don't have to go in. People are saying, I'll pay more to get a degree without having to drive all the way to campus, live near campus, and have to do in-person lab. So is a school going to get in trouble if they charge more for the online class because people are asking to not come to campus? They're asking for an easier way to get their degree. You know, if somebody told me that I could get a law degree online in 2 years and I don't have to go on to campus and I could be doing my law degree at night at home, I would seriously consider it and pay the extra fee. So I'm not sure where this is going to go, because if personally, I think in-person should cost more. But we already have individuals not wanting to spend more and not want to go onto campus. So how do you get individuals to come back to campus? Well, then you have to charge less. School will have to be cheaper if you come onto campus than if you do it online. But if there's going to be lawsuits saying, well, you charged more online when it was, you know, a similar degree. So it'll be interesting to see how this works out in law. But my problem with all these universities is people want to know why they're spending this much money for college. It is ridiculous, the amount of money that is being spent. And it is even more ridiculous that taxpayers have to take on the costs. If we write off student loan debt, the tax dollars on the taxpayers, that I'm against. Should the colleges write it off? Yeah, I am for student loan debt forgiveness from the colleges. They're the ones that put the money towards it. But that's not the way it's going to be. The colleges will still be able to charge whatever they want to charge. Well, that's not fair. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.